So Mr. Shem, we're going to continue with Perek Yedaleh. Maybe we'll even finish Perek Yedaleh this week. It's not a very long Perek. This week and next week, it's not a long Perek. It's maybe 1 or 2 weeks to do it. But Perek Yedaleh is really the beginning of the Sefer, which means up until now, we've discussed in Perek Aleph a lot of kashas. We discussed from Perek Beis all the way up until Perek Yedaleh the basic structure of the concept of Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, Tzadik V'Toivloi, Rasha V'Toivloi, Rasha V'Ra'aloi, and Beinoni. So that's the basic structure that the whole Sefer is going to be built on, is Sefer Shel Beinonim is built on knowing what a Beinoni is, which that we've discussed in the previous Brachim Barichas. We've discussed a lot of other things along the way. We discussed, you know, the various parts of a person's Neshama, the Chalakim, the Sefiris. We discussed Torah. We discussed various different parts of Avaida, but the Iker point was to get to the system of Tzadik V'Toivloi, Rasha V'Toivloi, Rasha V'Ra'aloi, and Beinoni. And now that we've gotten the whole system, now that we understand the five Chalakim, the five parts of Torah, now we're going to go into the Iker of the Sefer, which is Sefer Shel Beinonim. And the point of the Sefer is to be able to be masber to us how every one of us is Shaykh this Avodah. If you remember, all the way back, in the first and second Shay that we did, in the Sharbla, the Baal Tanya writes that the purpose of the Sefer is miyusit al pasuk. The whole sefer is miyusit on one pasuk. Ki korav elecha adavar ma'oid. Korav elecha adavar ma'oid. V'ficha ubavavcha la'seisa. Lavar heitiv. Echu korav ma'oid b'derech arucha v'ketara. To be mavar heitiv, how is it korav ma'oid? Right? The lashon of the pasuk is not just korav. Korav elecha ma'oid. V'ficha ubavavcha la'seisa. Shpeh leiv la'seisa. So he's going to be able to be, he's going to be masper to us exactly how is a chayach, that every is able to serve the Rabbanim in a way that it's so easy. It's korav ma'oid. How the chayach, and that's really going to be the next many prakim, bunch of prakim really, to discuss exactly how a chayach, how midas beinoni is midas kal adam, how a chayach that every person is batsim capable of making sure that at least in the gimel levushim, at least in the asiya, at least in the world of machshava dibra maisa, the gimel levushim is able to make sure that he's totally staying away from anything that's ra and connected to the world of taif. And he says like this, vihine, perek yedal, page 38, perek yedal, vihine, midas habeinoni, he midas kal adam. The mida of a beinoni is the mida of kal adam, va'achre'a, Kol Adam Yimshech. Shekol Adam Yachli is Beinoni b'chol Eis b'chol Sha. Every person is capable of being a Beinoni b'chol Eis b'chol Sha. And we mentioned previously, we spoke about in the previous brachim, that L'chera, a Beinoni is somebody who's never done a Chet Me'olam. That's the way he teaches it, what a Beinoni is. Nevertheless, it's possible that still you can be a Beinoni by saying Yachli is Beinoni b'chol Eis b'chol Sha by doing tshuva. That a person is able to do a proper tshuva, and by doing a proper tshuva, it's ke'ilu, the aveira that they did was lo'haya, was not there. And therefore, even though a person is not perfect up until now, but at any moment in a person's life, a person's capable of getting to the place of ke'ilu, they never did a chet in the world. That's the kayach of tshuva. And that's why the Mefarshim Medayiki writes, b'chol eisa b'chol sha'a, because the Zera Kaddish very famously writes that a person is able to do tshuva, v'shaitachad, v'ragachad, a person in one moment can be mahapach his whole life, the Zera Kaddish writes. A person can change and shift around his whole life, mamash, in one moment. And may the b'chol eisa b'chol sha'a, person that has the ability to do tshuva, b'shaitachad, b'ragachad, the Zera Kaddish says, in one moment you can change yourself around. And may the midas habeinoni, midas kal adam. Even though, yeah, we're not perfect, we haven't been perfect since we've been born. And may the we're not the beinoni in the classic sense of pure from the beginning up until now, from the beginning until the end. That's the beinoni is. He never does any aveira, never always does mitzvahs. Nevertheless, we're able to do it by doing tshuva. But the other way, which is the more simple taich, is that midas beinoni, midas kal adam, not because we can get to the level of being a Beinoni, which means maybe we can't get to being a Beinoni. Maybe we don't have the ability to be a Beinoni, which again, the way he touched the Beinoni is somebody who is struggling on the inside and is constantly trying to jump up that desire to do a taiva, but he pushes it down constantly. But a Beinoni is somebody who's never done an aveira and always done mitzvahs. Nevertheless, even though the mahus of the atzmius of what a Beinoni is, we don't have the ability to get to, but that's not the lashon that he used. He doesn't say, hine madregas habeinoni. His lashon is, hine midas habeinoni, he midas kol adam. The Lama Farshan point out, the Rebbe points out in his Aris Antanya, that midas habeinoni, midas kol adam means not madregas habeinoni. Midas habeinoni means that the midah, the weight to act like a habeinoni, that shaykhta every yid, b'chol eis b'chol sha. So even though, yes, to be perfect all the time, I can't do it. But at every moment, I have the ability, b'chol eis b'chol sha, to act like a habeinoni, to act in the midah of the habeinoni. Why? How is a chayach? How can I act like a beinoni? L'chayru, a beinoni is perfection, at least in the world of Gimel of Ushim. Ke'a beinoni ain't a ma'as b'ra. She'zal davar ma'asel l'leif. A beinoni is somebody who's ma'as b'ra. Right? We said that the difference between a tzaddik v'toivlei and tzaddik v'ra'aloi is how much they're ma'as b'ra. What is the level of how much mi'as they have in the world of ra and the world of evil? Oyve Hashem sinu ra. How much sinu there is? Is it patachlas ha'sin as lashon was? But nevertheless, a beinoni doesn't have to do that. A beinoni, the goal is not to get to that. The inside, he's totally ma'as b'ra. Is oyve Hashem sinu ra. She'zal davar ma'asel l'leif. That's something that's given over to the heart. And not all times are equal. Like we mentioned, the Beinoni has the ability during the point of davening to rise to the level of the feeling of the tzaddik of Ayv Hashem Sinura, of being ma'az petachles arat to a certain extent, like we said in Perek Yud Gimel, that's his emes according to his madrega, that's the emes la'amita according to his madrega. Nevertheless, it's davar must leave. Look, I'll eat them shavas. After davening, we said, once the Beinani steps out of davening, so now that there's still a reshima that remains from davening, but he no longer is holding on that level of a tzaddik. And memela, to be a Beinani, you don't have to be ma'as bara. Shadel davar masa leiv loikel itim shavas. It's not always possible to do. Ella, what does a beinani need to do? Sumerav asi toiv. All you need to do is to be a beinani. Is in the moment that you're in right now. B'chol eizu b'chol sha'ah. Make sure you sumerav ba'asi toiv. Dahainu. What does that mean? B'payol mamish. That means b'payol mamish. Not in the world of leiv, but in the world of b'payol mamish. What's b'payol mamish? B'payol mamish doesn't only mean physical actions. It means ma'isa, dibur, machshava. In the three parts, right? He's going from up, from down, up. Maisa, Dibur, and Machshava, the three chalakim of a person, the three levushim that we've been speaking about at the beginning of the Sefer, those three levushim stay totally pure. You don't speak anything that you shouldn't speak. You don't think anything you shouldn't think. And the world of Maisa, you don't do anything that you shouldn't do. Shabbat HaBechira, Havai Yecholus for Rishos. A person is Bechira Yecholus and Rishos. It's not clear exactly why he uses three lashanis, Bechira Yecholus and Rishos. Right, he uses three lashanis, which all mean the same thing. But again, the Sfarim of Adayik, exactly why he uses all three. But a person has the Bechira, a person has the capability. Every person has Bechira. The greatest matana the Baruch Hashem gave us is Bechira, is the ability to have the right to choose at every moment. That's the gift Hashem gave us, is Bechira. The ability to be able to be a human. A human means the ability to make choices. And Mamela, yes, we may not have the ability to be Ma'as Bara, to say that I'm not even interested in that. And maybe I want to say that Ataka would like that in a world where I could get that. But in a world where the Rosh Hashanah said I can't have that, so maybe I say I stay away from that, and I make sure that my Shloshi Levushim are not connected to that Avera, and they're only connected to Mitzvahs. And Mamela, in the world of Levushim, a person has the Bechira to do, L'chol Adam Lasseis, Uladaber, Ulachshayv, to do, to speak, and to make a machsh, and to have machshavas, gam mashu nega taivas libay. Even though it's the opposite of what the taiva of his lev wants, again, he's somebody who has taiva, somebody who desires other things, but as long as he makes sure that it doesn't get involved in the shalish levushim of machshava, dibra, and maisa, he's still able to remain a beinuni. Ki gam b'shash, a lev chaymer, even at the moment that the lev is chaymer, even at the moment that a person has a taiva gashmias beheter ay beisser. Right, we mentioned this shaydin yudan, shaydin achman. There's different types of taivas that a person can have. Either a taiva for something that's mutter, but in a way of taiva, or a taiva for something that's totally aser, which is called shaydin achman. It's a lower level. But even at that moment that a person is leiv is chaymed, right, pel tekazach, a person's heart is on fire to go do an avera. A person wants taivas. A person desires things that are aser. Nevertheless, Yachal is Gabr Chas V'Shalom. Yachal is Gabr Ulesiach Daita B'Mena Lagamri. A person is able to be Mesiach Das from it Lagamri and make sure that he doesn't get involved in Machshava Dibur and Ma'isa and that Aveir Bechlal. How? How is it Shaykh? But Amr Lalibay. All he needs to do is say to himself, Einen Eineni Reitze Lias Rasha Afilu Sha'achas. I do not want to be a Rasha for even 1 hour. I want to be a Beinani. And a Beinani means that right now, even though my lev is chaymed, even though I desire other things, I'm going to make sure that I'm not going to get in that Aveira. Einen Eineni Reitze Lias Rasha Afilu Sha'achas. I don't want to be a Rasha Afilu Sha'achas. Why? Why don't I want to be a Rasha? Okay, Eineni Reitze Lias Mufdu V'Nifr Chas V'Shalom Hashem Echad. I don't want to be apart from the Rabbanu Shalom. B'shum Oifen. In any way, I don't want to be apart from the Rabbanu Shalom. Kedichsev avonei sechem mavdilim, that the averus that we do create some sort of hevdel between us and the Rabbanu Shalom. And memela rak ani roitze ledavka bay nafshi ruchi unishmasi. I want to be davak to Rabbanu Shalom. My nefesh, ruach, and neshama bislabshon b'shloisha levushav. In the shloisha levushav, which are connected to the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, machshava dibur maisa. Is going to be connected to Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. I want to make sure that my Shloish Levushim are Dovak to Rabbanu Shalom Yisbarach, Shei Maisa Dibra Machshava B'Hashem, V'Teirasei U'Mitzvasa U'Mitzvasav. That's what a person needs to tell himself, very, very simple line. I don't want to be a Rasha, because being a Rasha means that at the moment that I'm a Rasha, I'm not connected to Rabbanu Shalom in the same way that I am. If you look, just 1 second, if you go to Igeres HaTshuva, which is the way the Baal Tanya explains what the concept of Tshuva is, the third part of Sefer, after Sheikh of Emunah, if you look at Igeres HaTshuva in Perek Hei, on page 190, where he says, Mamash page 190, the second line at the top. He says, Ach be'emes ein shum davar gashmi v'ruchni chaitzitz lafan av Yisbarach. Nothing can really be chaitzitz between, he's talking about this concept of avon yisaychem and mavdol between you and the Rabban Shem. Nothing could really be chaitzitz between you and the Rabban Shem. Ke lo yas ha-shamayim v'esar t'ani mali. The Rabban Shem fills the whole world. He's memalik alam v'sev v'kalam. U'meloich al arts kavoydi v'les ha-saponim yinei. V'ha-shamayim yin ba'al v'al arts mitachas. Ein oid. V'yu memalik alam v'sev v'kalam. Right, he's going, the Rabban Shem is everywhere. Elu kamay shakasa b'yishai ke'im avon yisaychem ay mavdilim b'neichel b'ne alakeichem. Which means, avada, there's nothing that's chaitzitz really before the Rabban Shem to make a separation. You can't create a space that's void of the Rabban Hashem, because the Rabban Hashem is Malach al-Arts Kavoyde. The Rabban Hashem is Malach Kalam v'Sev Kalam. V'atam l'fishem neged ratzon elyon. Why do these Averas get in the way of you and the Rabban Hashem? Why is it that at the moment that you do an Avera, this Taka Avonisechem are mavdol between you and the Rabban Hashem? L'fishem neged ratzon elyon, Baruch Hu. Hamachayas ha-kol k'may shekasav. Kol asher chofetz Hashem asa b'shamayim uva'aretz. What happens at the moment that you do an Avera is you're making the Ratzon of Hashem, Ritzayin Shel Adam Zeu Kvoidei. You're taking the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shel Adam, which is his Kavod, which is Malaychal Arts Kvoidei, and you're making it not revealed in the matzav that you're in, not revealed in that place that you're in. So Avada, it's there, but you put a Hester in it. You put a Avanisechem, a Mavdol between you and the Rabbanu Shem. Avada, the Rabbanu Shem's presence is everywhere, Malaychal Arts Kvoidei. But what you did was you created a Astara, and in that Astara is hiding the Kavod of the Rabbanu Shem. But at the moment that you're doing something that's negative Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shem, you're hiding Kaviyacha, the covet of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and you're making it that it's not Nikr, Malaychal Arts Kavoyde. Because if it was Malaychal Arts Kavoyde, if you recognize the Rabbanu Shem is Malik Olam, you would never do something negative the Ratzon of Hashem. If you recognize that the Rabbanu Shem sees everything that you do, the Rabbanu Shem is with you, Ima Anoichi Betzara, the Rabbanu Shem is with you in every matzav that you're in, maybe that person would never do anything wrong. It's only because we're lacking that recognition, like we'll say in a second, when we go back to Perek Yedaled. Only because we're lacking that recognition that the Rabban Hashem is here right now and have to follow the Ratzon of the Rabban Hashem, that a person does an Aveira, and that creates a Mesach HaMavdol, that creates some sort of breakdown between me and the Rabban Hashem that it feels at least mitzidi, and not mitzad Rabban Hashem, so Rabban Hashem is Balechal or Tzkevoide, but I put up sort of blinders on my eyes that don't allow me to experience the presence of the Rabban Hashem in the same way. So in Yina Karis, that's what Karis means. Karis means that you're cut off. You're cut off from the revelation of the Rabban Hashem. Nechras v'nifsek chevel hamshacha mishem avaya baruchu shenimshcha meheita ta'kanal. That chevel, Yaakov chevel nachalasei, which connects us to the Rabban Hashem, which connects our neshama back to the kisei hakavod, that chevel is sort of ripped off and sort of cut off, and that recognition that comes in the heita ta, which comes all the way down in olam asiya, that recognition, that connection is not there in a visible way. K'may shekasev parshas emor, our parsha, v'nechras ha'nefesh ahi lefnei melefonei ani avaya. And the Rebbe says, "V'nechus ha'nefesh shehi melefnei melefonei." He's cut off from the panim, which means there's a difference between our panim and Hester panim. Right, the two opposites, the polar opposites, are our panim and Hester panim. Our panim has everything involved in it. That's what we say, davening in Sim Shalom. Keep our panech and sat alone with Torah Shchaim. Everything comes in our panim, and fakir is Hester panim. They're really both of them are the panim of the Rabbanu Shlalom, but it's either acharayim, or like we said, or you're getting panim upon him. It's either achar ba'achar, or it's panim upon him. And Mamela, at the moment of Kares, is a moment in which a person is being cut off melefonei ani avaya. From that recognition of ani avaya, that recognition of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that's what Kares is. Melefonei daika, from in front of me, kaviyachal daika. A person is also pagim. Fine, and he explains a little bit what a person is pagim. And he says, if you look at your Avaiter, he says, al derech mashal mechevel av shazer mitariya chavolim dakim. You have a thick rope that's made up of 613 strands in the rope. Kacha chevel am shacha nal kol mitariya mitzvus. Ukeshayver chas v'shalom achas. When you don't do something that's chayv karis, which is sort of like a total severing of the rope, but you just do an aver that's seemingly not such a bad aver, something that's not as intense that will cause a mamash, a total kares. What happens is nifsek chevel adak, one string from that 613 strand rope gets cut off, and there's some sort of hefsek that happens, some sort of breakdown that happens. Ach kam chayim kares, and it goes on. Avad is going to be an issue. Rishima, as we said earlier, that even by the Russia, even by the greatest Russia, it's always going to remain, that R is always going to remain in a wave makif, and this is always going to be a Rishima, it's always going to remain there. But this is what kares means. This is what it means to do an aver, the avonei seichem are mavdil, do you know in the Rabban Hashem? So a person says, wait a second, right now the Rabban Hashem, right now I'm living in a matzev where I'm able to see, I'm able to recognize, I'm able to live with the arpanim of the Rabban Hashem. If I do an Aveira, what I'm doing is I'm creating a Hester upon him. I'm creating that matziv of Astar Shabbatai Hastara. And Mamela person says, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a Russia. Russia means that it's Kari, so Russia means that I'm cut off. Russia means that I don't have that recognition. I don't have that connection that I had before. Mamela person says, I don't want to be a Russia even for 1 hour. Even if 1 hour, the relationship between me and the Rabban Hashem is going to be lessened, I'm not interested in the whole Zach.
Is Aveira causing the Hester? It seems like Aveira is causing the Hester. Or is it the Hester causing? Meaning, is Avera causing a Hester, or is there an Hester, and that's why I'm doing an Avera?
So we'll say in a second that the Ruach Shtas causes, really, the Ruach Shtas will cause a person to do an Avera, but when a person catches himself, so then it doesn't turn into something real. Right, then it's just okay. The Ruach just comes into a person, and that right away is a moment in which a person is losing his recognition of the fact that the Rabban Hashem is there. That's the Ruach just that happens. And in Chaytim came Nechus Mer Ruach just like the Mar Saita says, that's the first thing that happens. But then when you do an Avera, now you put up a screen. Now it's not just something there. Now you put something up, a mamash, a reality over there. Right, so the avoinis become the mavda. Up until now, it's just ruach shtos. That ruach, right, we said ruach, if you remember in Parak Aleph, we said ruach is something that doesn't have any reality to it. Right, letzanis and hoilos is ruach. Ruach comes and goes. Wind comes and goes. Wind doesn't have to have something good. Ruach shtos means it's a wind, right? It's a wind that can come. And if you just let it go at the other ear, and we'll see that's how you do it, is when a person says, it goes right at the other ear. It's a ruach. It comes and goes. But when a person makes, and it does an avera chalila, because of that ruach shtos, now that ruach becomes a matzav shtos, now that ruach becomes a reality, and that becomes a mavdol, a mesach mavdol between you and the Rabban Shem. Avada, the Rabban Shem is melech l'aretz kavadi. Avada, the Rabban Shem is dear. But mitzader, a person now put, so to speak, blinders up in their own eyes, that make it that much more difficult for a person to recognize the Rabban Shem. And meila, this is what a yid needs to say. And then he writes a liyas rasha afilu shachas. I don't want to be a rasha even for 1 hour. Even if I'm going to do tshuva after, and I'll do tshuva mehav and everything, I don't want to be a rasha even for 1 hour. Even if 1 hour I'm going to lose out my relationship with the Rabban Shalom, this going to be a kares, I'm not interested. Okay, nani roisa liyas mavdol v'nifra. Not because I don't want to get kehenim. Not because I'm nervous about what the einish is going to be la'asad lavi. Right now, when I do an aveira, I'm going to say mavdol between me and the rabbanu shalom. So forget kehenim, forget einshim, forget right now, in this moment, forget anybody seeing, forget anybody's yonis. Right now, in this moment, if I do an aveira, chalila, and nani roisa liyas mavdol v'nifra. I don't want to be mavdol v'nifra from the rabbanu shalom. I want to be connected to the rabbanu shalom at every moment. I want dveikus. I want to have real dveikus to the rabbanu shalom. I'm a meila. I don't want to do any aveira. Rakani roisa l'daf kaboy. I want to be davak to Rabban Hashem, nafshi, ruchi, v'nishmasi. I want to be davak to Rabban Hashem, ul chalakim in me. Help, b'slabshon, b'shloish levushim, when the nefesh, ruach, and neshama are mislabish in the shloish levushim, shemaisa, dibur, machshava, v'ashem, v'terosim, v'tzvoisim, me'ahava, m'soteris, shebelibi, l'ashem. K'moy b'leiv, klolis Yisrael, shenikra, oyevei shemecha, klaiso is called, oyevei shemecha, klaiso is called, oyevei shemecha. Every yid has an ahava inside of himself. Afilu kal shebekalim. Like I mentioned before, even the kal shebekalim yochel limser nafshay akadushas Hashem. Even the kal shebekalim, even the simplest person, even the person who's kal shebekalim, a lashon of a double lashon, person who's all the way down on the bottom, has the ability to be able to be meiser nefesh akadushas Hashem. V'lo neifel anoichim mimenu b'vaday. And a person wouldn't fall bavade. And Mimela, when a person realizes this, and this we'll see is going to be Mayrach on this in the later Prakhman, I think it's Parakha Beis, will be Mayrach on this concept that if a person realizes that at every moment that I'm doing an Aveira, what I'm doing is, I'm doing the opposite of being Moisir Nefesh. Being Moisir Nefesh doesn't just mean serious Nefesh, that a person dies for their one shot. Being Moisir Nefesh means that at the moment that I want something, the Nefesh is the Ratzin, Kibyesh is Nafshechem, Rashi Taitch is the word Nefesh means the Ritzinchem, your Ratzin, Rashi Taitch by Stay Ephraim, and they put the Kibyesh is Nafshechem, Avram Vinu says, Yerafshechem, Rashi Taitch is the Indian of Ratzin. When a person's Moisir Nefesh, that means that I don't want, I'm willing to give up my ritzonis to make my ritzonis bottle to the ratzon of the Rabban Shalom. And Milu, when a person realizes that even the kal shebekalim has a ahava mesuteris inside of a person, has this ahava, this natural ahava, which you don't have to do anything to do. The very fact, by the very virtue, the fact that you're a yid, you have this ahava built into your DNA that you're willing to be meitzer nefesh. Began with Yitzhak Avinu, the meitzer nefesh by the Akedah, and every yid since then has this mitzias of a havam esoteris built into him that he's willing to give up to be meiser nefesh for the Rabban Shem. Afilu kal shebekalim. So a person needs to tell himself, so what's the chilek? And this again, I'll be myrich in this later program. What's the chilek between doing a small avera and between doing an avera like avodah zarah? The point of avodah zarah, like we said, is just that the rope got more cut. The point of avodah zarah is that there's a greater separation, a greater mesach hamavdol. But everything I'm doing is separating me from the Rabban Shem. Avodah zarah is the avia voice of this world of Mesech HaMavdol. It's the via voice of separation between me and the Rabban Shalom. But every Aveira I'm doing, I'm cutting myself off from the Rabban Shalom. I don't want Kares. I don't want to be cut off from the Rabban Shalom. I don't want to have that Mesech HaMavdol between me and the Rabban Shalom. If a person realizes that I would be willing, even if I could be the biggest Baal Aveira, I could be Kal Shebekalim, but if somebody put a gun to my head and say, bow down to this Avodah Zarah, or Chalila, kill somebody else, I'd be willing in a second to give up my life for the Rabbanu Shalom. So a person needs to say to himself, that's a raya, that's a vice that I have the Ahava Mesuteris built into me, not because of anything I've done, built into my DNA, into my Ruchnius DNA. And in Mela, if I'm willing to do that, if I'm willing to give up all of my life for the Rabbanu Shalom, it's Kavachimer, Ben Benoisha Kavachimer, I should be willing to give up the small thing for the Rabbanu Shalom. This small momentary pleasure that I want to experience right now, for sure I should be willing to give that up for the Rabbanu Shalom if I'm willing to give up my whole life. And that's what a person has to be at that moment, that a person has taivas, right? Again, his lashon is umisava, is the taiva gashmis. A person's already caught up in the taiva. The goal is to recognize that I would be willing to be meiser nefesh to the Rabbanu Shalom, even if I'm a kal shebakalim. A person would be willing, because of that Ahava Mesoteris that's built into him, a person would be willing to be meiser nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom. The Sfasemis points out, we spoke this out earlier this week, the Sfasemis points out a Murdik Avard in our parsha, which talks about the Indian of Kiddushim Shabbayim, Kedashti B'teich B'nei Yisrael, is the Chiv, that's where the Chiv is learned out from, that every Yid needs to be meiser nefesh for Kiddushim Shabbayim, needs to be meiser nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom. Fractus Fasemis, it's a mitzvah on every person. The Rambam writes this Mefurish, that it's a mitzvah on every person. Fractus Fasemis, how is it Chaych? How is it Chaych that every person has a Chiv, has an obligation to be meiser nefesh? Right, again, the Baltani is saying it's Kal Shabakalam, the Rambam is saying it's a Chiv, the Pasuk is saying it's a Chiv. Every Yid Shaykh to be Moisir Nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom. So, like this Fasam is, yeah, if you look at the end of the Pasuk is Megala, how it's Shaykh for every Yid to be Moisir Nefesh. The Pasuk says, V'nikdashti B'teich B'nei Yisrael, Neavaya Moitzi Eschem, B'teich Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So, like this Fasam is, what's the Kesher between a Moitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim and V'nikdashti B'teich B'nei Yisrael? One has nothing to do with the other. Could say Shabbos is Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim, Pesach Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim. What is Kiddushim Shemayim and dying like Kiddushim Shemayim have anything to do with Hamitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim? Zoktes Fasemes, when the Roshim took us out of Mitzrayim, he took us out of the Shlita of Teva. The Roshim took every Yid and Klal Yisrael, and the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Eser Makis weren't just ways to get us out, they were ways to elevate Klal Yisrael to the point that Klal Yisrael is no longer Meshuvah to Teva B'chlal. And the Mela in the Olam Teva, If my lave wants something, again, his lashon is that a person's lave is mis chayvet. And even at that moment, it's in the world of gashmias, it's not shaykh to overcome that. Right now, my lave is chayvet umesava esatayve gashmias. So what do you want from me? It's not that I'm preempting and getting to the place. Right now, I'm already stuck in the place where my lave is chayvet. I already want that. But Zoktes Fasemes, because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the Rabbanu Shem gave us those nisim, we experienced those nisim, we rose above the place of Teva, and now Mamela Yiznat Makushet to Teva. Hamoitzi Eschem, the Eretz Mitzrayim is telling me, how a Chayach? How is a Chayach to be Makadash Shem Shemayim? How is a Chayach for even Kal Shabakalim to do it? Because every year is by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every year is part of that experience of Nais Les Nais is being raised up in order to be able to do nisim. And Mamela, every year is able to get to that Madrega that is able to do something which is the Chara Hepech V'Derechatava, right? Negative. Levi, the hepech mamish, his lashon is mamish, the hepech of what I would like to do, what my guf would like to do every year to shaykh when dash v'deich v'nei Yisrael, because I'm itzi eschem eretz mitzrayim, because the Rabbanu Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, memela a shaykh to get out of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and that's even Kal Shabakalim has that Ahavim Soteris built into him. He also says another place in Tafresh and Tas, he also says that amitzi eschem eretz mitzrayim is also what does it mean to be meiser nefesh? That being meiser nefesh means that I'm getting out of Mitzrayim. Mamash, like the Baal Tanya is saying, that at the moment that I'm going through a taiva, at the moment that I have an aveira, at the moment that my lev is chayme to be involved in eze taiva gashmiz behetar be'isser, right now I'm stuck in a meitzer. I'm stuck in Mitzrayim. I'm stuck in Golas. And when I'm able to be makadeshem shemayim, to say that the same way I would be willing to die for the Ravana Shalom, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, it's either Avay Dezara or the Ravana Shalom, I would say Avada 100%. Even if I was Kal Shabakalam, I'd be willing to give up my life for the Ravana Shalom. At this moment, I'm going to do the same thing for the Ravana Shalom right now. So at that moment, what you're doing is Hamoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Not that you left Mitzrayim. Right now, you're leaving Mitzrayim, but being Merkad Hashem Shemayim. Even Kal Shabakalam is able to get out of the place of the Meitzar, get out of the place of the Golos. When a person says, I'm willing to be Nikdashi B'Teich B'nei Yisrael, I'm willing to give myself up and give up my Ritzayimus and my Taivus for the Rabban Hashem. That's the Kayach that every Yid has. And again, you have to be Ma'ir this inside of yourself to say, in any Reitz Elias Rasha, Afilu Sha'achas, I don't want to be moved from the Rabban Hashem, even for 1 second. Right. That's where he has the chiddush of chayva adam liris satzmai. B'chol shah. Not just in b'chol davar. He says over there b'chol shah. But that's what yitzis mitzrayim means. That's what his mayrach over there. Yitzis mitzrayim means that I'm stuck in the ilma gashmi. I'm stuck in the ilma still a guf. I'm stuck in a meitzar. And this is what it means. V'nekdashti b'toich bnei Yisrael. So to get out of the place of Mitzrayim means that I'm able to have kiddushim shemayim. And a person has to chaz this over again. It's a great line to have. You know. In your the Sfarim talk about that fact when a person is going through the streets, it's because I have to memorize Mishnayos or something, keeps a person out of the babulim of the street and allows a person to think something Kaddish Vatar. This is a great line to have in your head. In any rights, at least Russia, I feel a shachas. I don't want to be a Russia. Why? Not just because, again, I'm not worried about Gehenim, I'm not worried about Einchim, I'm not worried about anything. Pasha, in any rights, at least moved of a different chas v'shalom, Meshem Echad b'shem Eifin. I don't want to be separate from the Rabbanu Shalom. So anytime there's any taiva, I just tell to myself, I don't want to be a Russia. I don't want to be a Russia. Why? Because being a Russia means that I'm moved on for a moment from the Rabbanim Shem. Even if I'll do tshuva right now, I don't want to be moved on. I don't want to cut myself off even for a second. I don't want to experience even a momentary kares from the Rabbanim Shem. And Mimela Eineni writes at least moved on the Nifer and Chas V'Shalom. May Hashem Echad B'Shem Oifin. Right? And Chabad Avizachte, try to learn Tani Bal Peh. But this, even if you're not going to learn all Tani, this line right here, Kenedi writes at least Rosh Hashach, Afil Shachas, Kedai Techaz is over. And Befrat, when a person goes down into the gas, this is a line that's Kedai Techaz are over, and Kedai to remind oneself that Fa'atz Mahava Avam Mesoteris in my life, I have it built into me, the ability to be able to be Meisir Nefesh for the Rabbanim Shalom in a real way of Mamashim. Death, and Mimela Avada, 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 Kavachemer, Ben Benesha, Kavachemer, this momentary Mesiris Nefesh, I'm also capable of doing. So Zakti Baal Tani, so why Taka do we do Averis? Which means if every yid is taka, filu kal shebekalim, is willing to be meisa nefesh, so why taka do we do averis? For a very positive reason. Ella, v'lo neifel aneichim emenu, the only reason why I ever have done averis in my life, and the only reason why anybody ever does averis, is not because they want to do averis. No yid wants to do averis. Ella she nichmas boy, rakshtos. Very poshut. Nichmas by ruach shtos. At that moment, again, it's a chazal in Gemara Seita, that the ein adam chayte elke nichmas by ruach shtos. A person loses himself. What happens when a person loses himself? Zakta Baal Tani, two things happen. V'nidmaloi, what's the ruach shtos? Again, we think the ruach shtos, the simple taich is, ruach shtos just means you have a taiva to do an avera. The ruach shtos, he says, a much more intellectual ruach shtos. It's a much more sophisticated ruach shtos. What's the ruach shtos? V'nidmaloi, it looks to him, that I could do an avera, and I'm still the same person that I was before. You know, I could do an avera, and the avera won't make a real difference in my yahadis, won't really make a real difference in me and the Rabbanim Shalom, won't really change the reality of who I am. I'm able to remain a denabi adusiv, and a shmasim of delis malakei Yisrael. I could do an avera, and everything remains the same. The Rabbanim Shalom loves me exactly the same. There is no mesach hamavdol between me and the Rabbanim Shalom. Everything remains exactly the way it was before, and the averas don't shter me akiuze. That's the ruach shtos that falls into a person. A person says, I could do whatever I want. That's one ruach shtos that a person says, no, doesn't really matter. Listen, I've done so much good in my life. Everything's great. Everything's good. This thing is not really going to make a big difference. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother Rabbanim Shalom. Everything's going to be fine. That's one ruach shtos. Vegam, and another ruach shtos that happens at the same moment is shechech avasel Hashem. I'm a seteris belief. You forget the fact that you love the Rabbanim Shalom, which means even if you're right that this aver is not going to stir your yahadis bechlal, and even if you're right that it's not going to make a pagam a kihuzet on your neshama, but if you love the Rabbanim Shalom, you're going to do it anyways. Not just because it's going to get, not because it's going to make a pagam right now, my neshama. I love the Rabbanim Shalom. The Rabbanim Shalom told me not to do it. Do I care about the effect of it? Well, that's part of it. That's the first chalik, but I also care about my hava for the Rabbanim Shalom. If I love the Rabbanim Shalom, I'm not just worried about what effect is it going to have on my neshama. Is it going to change my yahadus? Is it going to change my neshama from the Rabbanim Shalom? I love the Rabbanim Shalom. I want to be mevata myself. I want to do ratzon Hashem. So is it going to affect me or not? That's one zach. But the second zach is, even if I think that it's not going to affect me, if I'm able to remember the havas Hashem that I have, that's misuteris belev, again, not the havas that I have to work on, the basic havas that's built into me, remember, I wouldn't do an avera. Aval ani, and then it writes Eliyah Shaita Kamayu. The only reason why anybody does an avera is because they're a shaita. They're a fool. They think that it doesn't matter. They think that they can do whatever they want, and none of it makes a difference, and they can remain in the exact same makam that they're in. They think, they forget about the fact that they love the Rabbanu Shalom in a way that they're willing to be Meisah Nefesh. I don't want to be a shaita. I don't want to be a Russia. I don't want to be moved off from the Rabbanim Shalom. And also, I definitely don't want to be a Shaita. The worst thing to be is to be a Shaita. Aval ani, and any writes Eli a Shaita kamayu. I don't want to be a Shaita. Like this person, lichvar ha'emes, to be kaifer in the emes. It's a kfira. Every avera is a mini kfira. Every avera is a mini avayda zara. Every avera is a mesech ha'mavdol between me and the Rabbanim Shalom. That's all what every person is able to do. And again, this is midas habeinani, midas kol adam. Every person has this taiva, and this is different than what he spoke about. When he spoke about the beinani, and he spoke about the way that the beinani is able to overcome all the challenges of the street, how is the beinani able to do it? Because the beinani has the reshima that remains from the davening, and memeli, he's able to have that ahavas Hashem. When he walks in the street, he's able to be, even though he's not a tzaddik, but he's able to, because of the madregas and the milas that he has, he's able to be mazbarat to a certain extent. And memeli, the reshima is able to last with him. He said, the reshima from davening is able to last even when he goes, and memeli, the Beinani is able to stay. But here he's not talking about the Rishima. Here he's not talking about the regular Madrega, the Beinani. Here he's talking about another way to make sure that you're acting. Again, Midas HaBeinani. To wait to act like a Beinani without actually being involved in the Beinani. Because the Beinani's difference is the Beinani doesn't get caught up in, but the Beinani doesn't get caught in the Leif Chaymer Mesava Ezet HaVegashmi's Pater. This level of the Beinani, this level is not a level the Beinani normally gets to. That there's Leif Chaymer Mesava, that's the Chaymer level already, where a person is an Ayim Roya of Leif Chaymer, it's already a level where a person's Chaymer. The Beinani is not struggling with this. The Beinani is able to,
That's past the Rosh
Hashanah. Yeah, it's already, to a certain extent, it's already past the Rosh Hashanah. The Leif is already Chaymer for something.
He's describing the struggle.
But more, this is more than a struggle of the regular Beinani. The Beinani is not in this place of Leif Chaymer, Umesavala,
the... But this is the Iker Yisayin of Mamash of Chabad, is this idea that goes, that skip Chagas and just go straight to the street and the high. Like, don't worry about your emotions so much.
worry about the seichel and go straight to the ma'isa. That's from Rambam.
Yeah, he's talking about machshavas also, right? He's talking about machshavas.
No, zecher machshava. Meaning to say that where do people get lost, right? Where does yeshus happen? You fall during the emotions, right? You can be very altruistic and have zero ego in your intellect, right? But the nefila always happens in the emotions. It's very, very difficult to not be selfish in your emotions. So male, skip the emotions. That's what I'm saying. Skip your emotions. Yeah, your emotions are talking about.
This is the kaich of the Beinoni, and that. But again, he's not the Beinoni, because he's already in this place of Lev Chaimid. He's already Mesava, but he can use this like what the Gemara Bracha says, La'ilam yargiz adam yitzrei toiv al yitzahara. The Gemara Bracha says that a person has to be margiz his yitzrei toiv. This is what a person has to say, which means once I'm already sort of caught up in the Ruach Shtus, I just have to scream myself, I don't want to be a Rasha. I want to be Mufra from the Rabbanu Shalom.
Before Chaimid? That's not by the Chaimid?
No, after he's Chaimid already.
So Beinoni has the Chaimid,
but the Ruach Shtus.
Huh? So no, again, this is the Midas HaBeinoni, Midas Kol Adam. That's what I'm saying. The Beinoni, Lachar doesn't have this Chaimid. For sure not for Lachar Devar Asar, right? That's what we discussed before Pesach. Shor Lachar for Devar Asar, huh?
So he's only battling beforehand.
Oh yeah, exactly. The Beinoni Lachar is holding at a better place than this guy. This is a guy who's already in the street. And he's already a Lev Chaimid for a lot of things. He's already his heart's on fire. His natural teva, his taivas Lev, is to be running after everything. And he stops himself, and La'ilam yargas adam. He screams at himself. And then he writes to Elias Rasha, Filo Shachas, I don't want to be a Rasha. Not even for 1 hour. I don't want to be a Rasha. I don't want to be moved off from the Rabbanu Shalom, and I don't want to be a Shaita. So Mela, at that moment, the person says, I don't want to be moved off. That's the level that every Yid, even after the Lev Chaimid, even after you already fell to that place of the Lev Chaimid, the person still has the ability to get the Midas HaBeinoni to make sure that the Levushim, which are Machshava Dibra Maisa, don't get caught up.
So he means the level that he says, that he talks about in Perek Aleph. Yeah, Perek Aleph. I think Perek Aleph. That there's a certain hero that happens, right? Which is
we spoke about before Pesach,
he has some sort of level, and he kicks out.
That's what we spoke about. Whether it's by Davar Asa, by Davar Mata, we had this.
But also meaning that Indian, that's part's fine. That's you're not held accountable for that.
Pasha is talking about a regular person who already faker, who's not on the level of Beinoni. He's going to say midz Beinoni, midz kol Adam. He's not on the level of Beinoni. His lev is already chaimed, and nevertheless he's able to witness la'ilam yargas Adam. Witness eneni roitz elias rasha filo shachas. He's able to curb the whole taiva, able to put it in its place, and able to say, I'm going to make sure that machshava dibra ma'aseh is not going to be good. Masha'enkim adavar masal alev, right? Which means this is shaykh to everybody. Masha'enkim adavar masal alev. The hainu sharam mas mamash believe. V'sani betachla sina. Right, to get to that level of betachas is an official le betachas is an right the two madrigas of tzaddik atov le tzaddik v'ralei with his tachas or not tachas he nizay yef shashia be'em islam bitoy ala yidei god of a toik of a havas Hashem v'chin isahav betanugim the sanagal Hashem e'inu lamaba. That's a much, much higher madriga of a havas betanugim, which we spoke about once or twice before, and it'll be myrich in the later program as well. The level of a havas betanugim, the sanagal Hashem e'inu lamaba. That level of being totally maz bera, what a person has, Metachas asina, but not tachas asina. That's a very, very high level, and that's a level that's meant for tzaddikim. Tzaddik b'toyloi, tzaddik b'ralei. That's not meant for the Beinoni, and for sure not meant for the person who's just trying to act like the Beinoni. So Mela, I'm not worried about davar masal lelev. I'm not worried about what is my lev have, the tachas asina or not the tachas asina. The ikar is, and then it writes at least Rosh Hashanah l'shachas. I want to make sure that my machshava dibra ma'isa are in the right places. What does my lev want? I don't know what my lev wants. The lev right now is being chaimed for kol davar aser. But all I'm making sure is that at least in the place of machshava dibra ma'isa, I'm doing the right things. Valze amru, on this level of ahava b'tanugim, amru chazal oylam mecha, tira b'chayecha. Oylam mecha, which means your oylam, tira b'chayecha. The mecha meaning a reference to oylam abba, tira, you're going to be able to say b'chayecha, which means it's a matana that the Rabbanu Shalom gives for the person who's able to have that experience of ahava b'tanugim, because it's me'en oylam abba, ve'en kol adam zeicha lezeh. Not everybody's zeicha to this. That's the level of kibul schar that a person is able to get. With the chsiv, avoidis matana, etan es kunaschem. Koyin is the Indian of chesed. Koyin is the Indian of ahava. Ahava b'tanugim writes in other places. Kamash kasim akam acher. Writes that a koyin is in the Kutat Torah. Writes this in more than one place. That a koyin is in the level of ahava b'tanugim. And memela, that level, that maila, is avoidis matana. That maila is a avoida, which is given as a matana, etan es kunaschem. So memela, to feel the level of a tzaddik, to feel this level of the tzaddik, which is sin of a tzaddik, to get to this level of Ahava B'Tanugim is not even something that a person is able to get on their own. It's something that is given as a matana from the Rabbanu Shem. The Rabbanu Shem gives it. Avoid this matana et en eschun aschem. The Rabbanu Shem gives it as a matana. So Mimela, you're not going to be able to get to the Madriga of a Tzaddik. Maybe it's not even shaykh for you to get to the Madriga of a Tzaddik, because a Tzaddik is getting this level of Bahab Tanugim, which is given to him because of partially the avoid that he's put in, which creates the Keli, but more so because of the Madriga of his Neshama, that his Neshama is on the level of a Tzaddik. He's able to get to this level of Bahab Tanugim. You're not holding there. You don't have the Bahab Tanugim. You don't even have the Keli to get the Bahab Tanugim. But nevertheless, in the Achshavat Dibar Maisi, you have the ability. Well, Chain Amr Iev, and I was going back to Akasha that he asked in Perak Aleph, why does Iev say Barasa Tzaddikim? Barasa Rasham. So he's not going to answer the Barasa Rasham now, unless in a later parak, but at least he answers why Barasa Tzaddikim. What is it, right? The kasha was that Eve says Barasa Tzaddikim, Barasa Rasham. In fact, about Tani and Parak Aleph, we say very clearly in the Gemara Nida, once talks about the tipa of Keri, the tipa of Zera that comes in, the Gemara says the Rabbanu Shem takes it and decides it's going to be Asher, Ani, Chacham, or Tipish. It doesn't say Tzaddik or Rasha. Why? Because that's Bechira. And like we said, that's the Ikra Maila of a Yid, is the person has the Bechira to make choices, what he wants to do. So how could Eve come along and say the Rabbanu Shem created Tzaddikim and Rasham, Lachera, what Eve saying it's not true, and if what Eve is saying was not true, the Moshem should have told him, you're wrong. But the Moshem didn't say anything back to Eve, and it seems like the Moshem is masking to Eve, Barasa Tzaddikim, Barasa Rasham. Fact about Tanya, Perakalf, how is it Shaykh? Fact about Tanya, you know how it's Shaykh? Because we're talking about the Madriga. We're not talking about the actions that a person does. Avada in actions, a person can be a Tzaddik or Rasha. That's all of Bechira. That's all of Yahadis is Tali on the world of Bechira. Avada, that's everything. But in terms of the essence of your Neshama, you may be a Neshama that's not a Tzaddik. And Eve complained, and Eve said, you created me not to be a Tzaddik. You created me not with the Neshama of a Tzaddik. You created me with the inability to be able to experience Ahava Batanugim. I'm not able to get to that place. Fine, Beseder. That's what Eve said. And Eve is right about that. Eve is right about the Bechusiv Neshama of a Tzaddik to get to this level of being Betachlis Asina, or even Apatachlis Asina. That's the level of Ahava Batanugim, and that's given over as an Avoidis Matana et an Esku Naschem. L'chein Amr Eve Barasa Tzaddikim. Kudisa B'tikunim. Takat Tikun is a right. Sheyesh Nishmas B'Yisrael. Kamim Min Madregas. Chasadim, Chasidim, Giboirim, Hamizgar Mal Yitzram, Maria Teira, Neviim. He says, Chayzim, but other levels of Nevi'im, Tzaddikim, the art, the Tikkun Ezra writes very clearly, that there's levels of Tzaddikim that are given in a Neshama. The essence of the Neshama is the level of Tzaddikim. But by us, by the person who's a Beinani, or by the person who's trying to be a Beinani, we're not going to get to that. We don't have to be worried about getting to Abba Tanugim, because it's a Matana given from the Rabbanu Shem to special Neshamas that are able to get to that. They have to obviously put in some Avoida, but they're able to get that level of Abba Tanugim. But us, it's not Shaykh. But us, we're not even trying to strive for that. But us, the Ikr Avoida we're trying to strive for is to make sure Eneni, Russia, I don't want to be a Russia. I want to make sure I'm not moved off from the Rabbanu Shalom. I want to make sure that in the world of Machshava Dimra Maisa, I'm connected to Rabbanu Shalom constantly, and that's our Ikar Avodah. Memelo, again, Davar Masa Lelev, I can't get to maybe. Maybe even though Havta Hashem Kech B'chol Avavcha, I'm not able to get to that level of Davar Masa Lelev, that level fully, which again, we'll say in the next part of the parak that every yid has to strive for that. But maybe that's not shaykh to me because I don't have the neshama of a tzaddik, I have the neshama of a beinani, or maybe even the neshama of a regular, maybe even a potential rasha neshama. I have a neshama, a lower neshama, a neshama which comes in the world lower. But all I can do is make sure that in the world of machshava, dibra, maisa, I'm staying pure. All I can make sure is that I'm not a rasha, and in any rate, at least moved to the nifrit chas v'shalom from the Rabbanu Shalom, and I don't want to be cut apart, cut off, b'chol, to be a shaita, to think that any avera I do doesn't make a difference, or to think, to forget about the ahava that I have from the Rabbanu Shem. That's my ikar avoida that a person needs to work on. And again, we'll see, we'll be mamshach on the second part of the parak, where he talks about the shvur that a person makes, which goes back to another shal that he had in parak aleph. We'll talk about what a person should do, even though it's not maybe not shaykh for us to get this level of Devar Masa Leif, to at least strive for it. But this is the Ikra Avoida. And this is the Ikra way that we know that the Midas Habein, Midas Kal Adam. And again, I'll be marachin this for the next many prakim. This is what it means, Midas Habein, Midas Kal Adam. This is what it means, Kikar Velecha, Devar Ma'oid. It's very, very close. It's very easy for you to do. All you need to do is say, I don't want to be Russia. I don't want to be bold from the Rabbanu Shalom. Devar Masa Leif, maybe not. But this Avoida of not being a Russia, this avoid of making sure that the Gimel of Ushim, of Machshava Dibra Maisa, of Nefesh Rech and Neshama stay pure, that a check to everybody, Midas Abedi, Midas Kol Adam, B'chol Eis, B'chol Shah, every person's capable of this, at every moment, to get the level of a Beinani, to make sure that we're not a Russia, not a Shaita, we're not Movdal, and Mofresh from the Rabbanu Shalom.